40 Acres and Clone Mule continuing, and we got some music. What do we got queued up here? Shockabilly. This is Shockabilly.
Sacred. And tapping your foot to the ceremony just won't do.
So let's go. A black hole could be a gravity vacuum. It pulled the Pegasus right out of orbit. Seems to be a delay in the transfer circuit somewhere. I'll repeat that. The system won't operate, and we're descending rapidly, making adjustments on the course right to Planet X. And there's the planet, that sandy-colored semi-sphere sitting up on the left there. It appears to have one moon, but it's gone around the edge now. Looks like it's all water. I don't want to waste this portal, so I'll stop this. No sensation of motion. I think the gravity waves are affecting this recoil unit. Anyway, I'll focus out now there on the surface. Looks like Gizmo Beach with no water out there. We're coming in fast. Situation report? I sure wish I had some company and some good dope. Otherwise, I feel fine. Okay.
They said you were crazy, General, but you were right. This is the first contact between man, me, and alien people. Or it will be in a couple of minutes. I sure hope these pictures are going into loop storage because this recall is still not working very well and I banged it up getting out. Set up looking out across a big oily surface away from the sand dune the Pegasus landed in. By the way, gentlemen, there's another spacecraft over there, and it isn't one of ours. All right, there's moving figures out there. That's there. It's hard to see in the magnetic light. The colors in it seem to be flying toward me with the sand blowing and billowing up all around me. But they are flying. Look at that!
Galaxies, look at that! Focus up on that incredible face, Manny.
Okay, sir. There, flying as if that's here, Mr. Manny.
Manny, we possess the first close-up gram of a man from outer space.
Sure looks good. Say, maybe it's a woman from outer space.
Whichever, this is the preservation of an historic moment.
Lighting no call, the more crowd.
album. That was Boris with Michio Kurihara. Well, I wonder if that was the man spewing out that wild guitar at the Wata on guitar in Glockenspiel. Michio Kurihara on guitar. Pretty good. Before that, that was the name of the track was Starship Narrator from the album Rainbow. Before that, A Circumstantial Happenstance with Black Mayonnaise mixed with a David Osman Firesign Theater solo project by David Osman. How Time Flies. Gogol Bordello, Let's Get Radical. Before that, new music from the Ancient Warlocks, a 7-inch called Into the Night. New music from the new Mars Volta album. We heard Empty Vessels Make the Loudest Sounds from the Nocturniquet album. And Shockabilly did Our Daily Lead from the Colosseum album. And that just about does it for 40 Acres and a Clone Mule for tonight. Doing the stats. Amount of music brought in the studio and not played by weight. 43%. Sonic Youth Needle Time, 0, looks like. And number of circumstantial happenstances, 4. It's been a crazy-ass show. Got started underway in a weird way, and I guess it ended sort of weird, too. We all here on... Yeah.